Hello, my fellow goddesses. This is T Young, your goddess coach and digital content creator. And I love to help my fellow goddesses get the clarity that they need to level up to goddess status so that they can live life on their own terms, live a life of purpose, set an authentic path, and leveling up to a better place. And before I get started, I just want you all to kind of go over to my Instagram page, T Young, T-I-Y-U-N-G. That's my Instagram. I want you to quickly subscribe to this podcast, the Goddess Boss Network, and thank you and welcome. And I'm glad that you joined me. Tonight, I want to talk about something that we're going to be spending quite some time speaking on, right? Because as a goddess, as you are going through the ails of womanhood, the pains of womanhood, leveling up to goddesshood, the ultimate aim is to get to a place where we are able to balance both our masculine and our feminine energies, so that we attract suitable mates. And the most suitable mate that there is on the planet right now is a masculine man, not an alpha man, a masculine man. I'm speaking in within the spiritual realm. Alpha has no spirituality to it. It has no spiritual context. So I'm speaking about men who are masculine, who are able to tap into their feminine energy, very balanced men, men who are providers, men who are supportive, men who are caring, men who are resourceful, men who are generous. These are men who are pulling from their masculine energy, and this is important that I speak about this. So tonight's topic is going to be the science behind high standards. And you're probably wondering, well, gosh, how is she tying high standards to masculine energy? Like, how does those two things coexist? And I'm going to tell you. So basically the masculine energy is shifted, and there's a cosmic shift that takes place. There's a beautiful shift spiritually when a woman has high standards, right? Because as you guys know, we're living in a third dimension reality. And in this third dimension, right, this is the planet Earth. We have human beings. Our masculine energy and our feminine energy are out of balance, guys. It's out of balance, right? We're all playing by the wrong rules of the game, right? Like, we're stuck, right? So a relationship, I always tell people, a relationship is a game. And we've got to start understanding that. The soon as we can understand that human relationships, for the most part, are a game on this planet, the better off we will be. And especially the male and female relationship, it is a game, right? But we must know the rules of the game, right? And since we don't know the rules of the game, we don't know how to play them in a way that both of us win, because ultimately you want a win-win situation, right? You're in relationships everywhere, right? So how you perceive, what you believe, it's what you're going to materialize. And so if you perceive a game to be played one way, it's going to materialize the way that you perceive it. But if your perception is based off of false information, misinformation, and then you're going to materialize an outcome that you don't want. And you're going to have an imbalanced situation where one person wins and one person loses, right? So we need to understand this. We need to really grasp this concept of masculine energy and why a woman having a standard, especially a high standard, really helps feed this masculine energy, right? And so when we talk about the game, we're talking about the rules. I'm talking about the masculine and feminine energy, right? I'm not talking about the bodies. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about the true nature that is expressed as a expression of masculine energy or feminine energy, feminine creative energy. And see, since we don't understand this, that is the reason why we're becoming out of balance with it, right? And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, we don't communicate the same, because these energies are different. When you have a feminine energy communicating with a masculine energy, they're two different forms of communication, right? And so when I talk about a woman having a standard, what you need to understand about masculine energy is masculine energy is the energy of action, right? A man does not fall in love based off of what he receives, women, and we need to get that through our thick skulls, because we are the receivers. We fall in love based off of the receiving. The man is going to fall in love based on what he does for you. So you need to understand this. Write this down. So y'all be listening to podcasts and looking at videos. I'm going to need you guys to write this down, because it helps to retain this information. A man does not fall in love based off of what he receives from you, because he's not supposed to be the receiver. It's the feminine energy that receives and falls in love. The masculine energy takes action. And based off of you receiving that action and being happy, he falls in love. I want you to understand that, right? So masculine energy without feminine energy is not whole. It does not feel valued. It feels incomplete. It's not nurtured. So it takes that feminine energy to nurture it, right? And so one of the ways that you can strengthen the masculine energy is by having higher standards. Because when you commit to making you a priority, goddess, guess what? That masculine man will make you the priority, right? Masculine men long for women that they have to work for. This is why we always wonder why men cheat, and we thinking they're cheating now. No, they're cheating feminine. Just because that woman doesn't look as good as you, 9 times out of 10, she's more feminine than you are. She makes him work. She sets high standards. She gives him a chase. And that's what masculine energy wants. A masculine man longs for a woman he has to work for. Conquest, conquering, competition, taking action to secure. That's in his DNA. And the moment you start putting energy into taking action, which is masculine, you will cause that relationship to be out of balance. So stop running around trying to secure the trust and love from a man. Your job is to be as a woman. Just be the woman. Just receive. Because as long as you receive, he's going to continue to do. And it's a dance. Do, receive, do, receive. You fall in love, he falls in love with the doing. What he's falling in love with what he's doing for you, because you're falling in love with what he's doing for you. Right? So I want you ladies to stop doing and start being. Be a woman with a standard and with a high standard. Write your non-negotiables down. I don't care if you have to put it into your notes, in your notepad on your smartphones, write it on the wall, frame it, write down your non-negotiables, and there should be at least 10. And the minute you come in contact with a man, your main goal is to find out if he meets, if he does not, if he should be eliminated based off of these negotiables. You don't drag dates on. You don't go on a third, fourth, fifth, sixth date. You need to know if the non-negotiables or the red flags are present the minute you meet him. That's called having a high standard. And if he has all the non-negotiables, if he even meets one, he is to be eliminated. And you are to make it known what you stand for and what you expect. And it should be known in how you look. It should be known in how you talk. It should be known in how you manage your money. It should be known in how you carry yourself. You don't necessarily have to tell the man, this is my standard. You will tell him that as well. But he should be able to look at you and say, she takes good care of herself. She's a clean woman. She's a tidy woman. She's a responsible woman. She's financially responsible. She's a creative woman. And she looks like the type of woman who takes care of herself, her household, and her family. So in order to be with this woman, I have to meet her standard, and I'm going to go after her. It's not our job to be running around, taking backflips, texting him the first thing in the morning, and making all types of faux pas along the way. We're operating in masculine energy. We're supposed to sit back with our standards, and he's supposed to rise to them. And we're supposed to receive what he's given. And receiving it well, right? And I went on enough. So that's the science behind having a standard. It creates a balance in energy. It creates a balance in energy. And it's key that we get this down. Right? Because the masculine continues forward, and then his habits will continue. The masculine energy is afraid of failing. Right? So we need balance back into our relationships. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of disdain, discord. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of blaming. But at the end of the day, we have to get back in balance. And Goddess says we need to restore that balance of feminine energy. And it's going to take some work. And one of the ways that I can help you guys with that is joining the Goddess Inner Circle. Because it's a sacred space with women who are trying to level up to Goddess status just like you. Women who are settling. Women who are in the wrong relationships, women who can't attract men, women who are not living on their terms, women who are concerned more about what people think about them, women who are trying to level up out of all of these toxic energies so that they can tap into their divine feminine energy. And you've got to be in a sacred space. You've got to be with like-minded women. You've got to be around other women who can help you with feminine energy. Who can support you, non-judgmental zone, and just a very encouraging environment. So go over to my Facebook group, the Goddess Boss Inner Circle, so that we can help you level up out of this, because it takes work, and it takes a lot of resources, information, knowledge, and tools. And I will be providing a lot of tools, and I have a lot of tools. We'll be discussing strategies and steps, dating tips, to get you into that feminine energy, to get you attracting that masculine man. And this can literally happen overnight. But it requires you to tap into a space that you've not tapped into before, right? And so I hope that this information is transformative, helpful, informative. And I hope that you continue to listen and join me on the Goddess Boss Network. Subscribe to this podcast. Share it. Tell all the goddesses who are trying to level up to a better place where you can live life on your terms in 2019 and stop settling. And one way you can stop settling is to start setting standards. And as soon as you have a standard, you will immediately begin to see a difference in the type of men you attract, because they will be masculine men, because only masculine men are attracted to women who have standards, and they work until they meet those standards. As always, may your day be filled with celestial knowledge, goddesses, and namaste. Have a good evening.